Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me today. My pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. And if you have been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good buddy Steve Del Bianco back on the show. Steve's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, vice president with ACT, Association of Competitive Technologies. And also, he's the leader of an organization called NetChoice. And as he talks to us, you'll find out more about what he's got going on in the world. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Steve, as you know, this is tax week. This is the week that we all had to either file our taxes on the 15th or we had to file an extension, which is what I did, by the way. But one of the things you've been working on lately has been some of the tax issues that some of the states have been proposing. And you got kind of a mixed bag to report, right?
It's true, Jim. We have some good news and some bad news, you know, because April 15th, we think of it as tax day just because of the federal and state income taxes. But when it comes to sales tax, we pay every day, not just through April 15th. We pay every day. And on sales tax front, we had some really good news that came out of Maryland and some bad news that came out of New York. Want the good news first?
Yep.
Start you off with some optimistic signs here. Last December, near the end of the session, at an 11 o'clock committee meeting, near midnight, the Maryland General Assembly had approved an extension of their sales tax to cover what Don Cooper was talking about on your earlier segment, services. So a lot of states realize that if they really want to raise their sales tax revenue, force everybody to add their 6, 7, or 8% sales tax onto the services that they buy, whether it's getting a barber or a lawyer or an ad agency. But in this case, Maryland targeted just one industry, the computer services industry, and said that if any company doing services like programming or tech support or showing up and help you set up your network, people you would pay to come in and troubleshoot problems, that all of those services should be taxed at 6%.
Silicon Alley was just getting a little bit too big for their britches. They were being a little bit too successful, weren't they?
Gosh, it wasn't Silicon Alley. It's those small companies who provide services in Maryland.
Yep.
Think about it. This isn't even a Silicon Valley or Silicon Alley tax. It's all these members of mine who are listeners of yours who provide computer services in the state of Maryland suddenly saw the cost of their services go up by 6%. And if, on the other hand, a small business like a dry cleaner has to hire somebody to come in and maintain their computer networks, they're going to pay 6% more for everything that they do. But the small business community, to their credit, really came alive in Maryland. There was over 400 IT providers and IT customers who showed up in Annapolis and protested the issue. They ran two of my letters, op-eds, in the Maryland papers because speaking from the Virginia side of the river, I said that thank you, Maryland, because this kind of a tax in Maryland sends the signal that IT businesses are going to find a friendlier place to do business over here in Virginia. And you know how Maryland and Virginia compete for economic development dollars.
for everything from water to the crabs, too, by the way.
Exactly right. But we raised such a stink that last week the Maryland General Assembly decided to kill the computer services sales tax.
Good for them.
Partly because the governor came up with an easy out. The governor said, let's replace it with a millionaire's tax. The governor said a lot of friends of his who make over $1 million a year are willing to pay more.
Really?
So they've increased the surcharge on anybody making over $1 million a year in the state of Maryland.
I bet all the millionaires in Maryland aren't interested in paying more.
Well, yes, Governor O'Malley said that I've talked to a lot of my friends who've said that they were willing to pay more. So we call it the O'Malley-Ayres tax.
Oh, man, I like that. Well, see, what I think they should do is and you may know about this, some member of Congress is proposing a bill that would allow people, and they actually, I guess they come up with a tax form that would allow anybody who wants to pay more taxes to do that.
Let them do it, Jim.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Obama and Clinton's, you know, they talk about, you know, they think people, you know, the rich people ought to pay more. Well, they're rich people. Why don't they just pay more? Tell us how much more you're paying than you have to.
I feel your pain. I too had to file an extension on Tuesday night.
Okay, but we had bad news too, right? Congratulations to the state of Maryland. Good for you. Good on you for doing that. But, of course, there are plenty of things we can find, I'm sure, that Maryland is not doing to help small business owners. But what happened in New York?
Well,
I'll tell you
April
what.
4th.
Hold on to that. Hold on, Steve. Coming up on a break. Right back, folks. After this, we got some bad news. And as you might imagine, this tax bad news is coming from the state of New York. You won't be big surprised about that. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Steppenwolf coming back for you there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find all the things that we do here. And then, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base, where you find small business answers now. Hope you'll check that out and use it to your advantage. We're visiting with our good friend Steve Del Bianco. He's Vice President with the Association for Competitive Technologies. He's always working hard. He and Jonathan Zook, the president of that organization, and all the folks at ACT are all working hard all the time to protect you and your intellectual property. And the intellectual property and the technology that you use, the technology you're innovating with, the technology that you're developing. They're working hard for that. And Steve, I want you to give us your website, please.
Sure, Jim. It's www.actonline.org and then www.netchoice.org.
Netchoice.org. Check those out, folks. And as you've heard me say for a long time, these guys really do work hard, and they get results, too, by the way. And Steve, you were just about to give us some bad news, though, on a tax issue in New York City, or in New York State, I should say.
Right, and, you know, I rue the day when AskJim.biz has to handle this question, right? The question from a small catalog or internet seller based somewhere in the United States who says, I just got a letter from the New York State Tax Commissioner claiming that I've got to start collecting sales tax on everything I ship to my New York customers, even though I don't have a physical presence of any kind in New York. And that letter, which will start arriving on June 1st, those letters are going to say, and by the way, you owe us back taxes because you should have been collecting for everything you've ever sold into New York State. And when those letters start showing up, they're not just going to go to AskJim.biz. I think they're going to go to court to try to stop this.
This is only for things that are sold, not for services provided. Like if a New York person uses AskJim and we give them answers, that's not going to be taxes. It's just what's been sold into New York, right?
On the other hand, if they started spending money with AskJim.
Oh no! If they buy a book off of AskJim,
that's right.
Then they'd send me that letter. Okay, so this is the camel nose under the tin, isn't it, Steve?
Right. And New York passed this bill just in the General Assembly session. The story came out April 14th. Believe it or not, it was Governor Spitzer who first cooked up this idea last autumn. Governor Spitzer, but I think he's been busy with, well, other things since then.
Yeah.
And it fell to the wayside, but some enterprising legislator brought it back to life, and they passed it as part of a giant budget bill, so nobody was really paying attention. They call it the Amazon tax.
Steve, this is what states have been trying to get done for a long time, isn't it?
Well, they want to do anything they can to get their residents to pay more of their use tax, because it's already due. Yeah. You know that if a New York resident buys a book from AskJim.biz, he's supposed to pay use tax to the state of New York on the dollar value of that book. Now, you don't have to collect it before this law kicks in. You don't have to collect it because you don't have a physical presence in New York State. But they still owe the use tax.
And we've been fighting that. You guys have been fighting it all across the country. Because if this happened in every state, ladies and gentlemen, What is there? What are there, 6,700 tax precincts across the country?
That's right. They've all got their own rules, Jim. Different tax holidays.
And their own
different
form?
Rules, definitions, different forms.
Their
different
own rates?
Some round up, some round down.
So basically, e-commerce could come to a halt.
And let's not even think about e-commerce. It's catalog, telephone orders, home shopping network. It's,
oh,
yes.
Yeah, it's oh, okay. So it's not just e-commerce. It's
nothing
it's,
to do with the internet.
The Spiegel catalog or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this overreach by New York was called the Amazon tax when it was first surfaced by Governor Spitzer, because they took a look at Amazon, who doesn't have a physical presence in New York State, but ships a lot of books there, and says to Amazon, look, we think you have a presence here. And we think you have a presence because, well, there are people who live in New York who put links on their websites to the Amazon website. And those links mean that they're your agents, that those people are being paid a referral fee to refer
them to
the Amazon.
So they're saying that just a link to Amazon creates a nexus.
Yeah, so I'm thinking some of the lucky businesses who have the Ask Jim content on their website, if they provide a link or a referral to askjim.biz from their New York-based business, that suddenly New York sends a letter to Ask Jim, and I don't want to give them any ideas, believe me, but they send a letter to Ask Jim saying you need to start collecting sales tax on all those books you sell here. So this this just came out, and we're going to have to try to muster the troops from across the country to react strongly to this overreach by New York.
Because it's going to be this is the camel nose under the tent. If New York does it, can New Jersey and California be far behind?
No. And you think about the way that the internet has expanded, and so much of it is referrals on search engines or websites. If somebody sets up a small business consulting firm in New York State, they may well pay for try to find a way to get your content onto their site, and by doing that, they suddenly become an agent for you, and they pull in everybody that they refer to as suddenly having a presence in New York State.
This
I don't know why it would only stop at sales tax either, because New York likes to tax income as well.
Everything,
so
yeah.
You wait till the
but
end of the year in New York.
It's not just New York, Steve. Every state, this happened in the last economic slowdown. It's got new momentum now with this economic slowdown. They when they've got plenty of money, they don't worry about it so much. But when their revenues start falling off, they start looking over at the and begrudging all of the activity that's happening that they're not taxing, and that's where it's going, folks. This is dangerous. This is the canary dying in the mine shaft. You need to pay attention to this in your own state and stop it. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your big debut is like a dream come true.
We're back. It's 7 till. There's that little band from Texas, ZZ Top. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, wrapping up my broadcast from Raleigh, North Carolina, on my way to Washington, D.C., looking forward to seeing all my friends in D.C. as we celebrate Small Business Week next week. And Steve, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week, too. Steve Del Bianco is our guest and our good friend, Vice President with the Association for Competitive Technologies, actonline.org. Ladies and gentlemen, I certainly encourage you to go and check out their website and see what they're doing and support them into whatever degree that you can. Even if you're not a technology innovator, you're not a technology developer, even if you're not in the computer business, you use computers, you use intellectual property, you create intellectual property, you use technology, and we need to protect this industry from the government. Now, Steve, we've been talking about sales tax and the tax on sales into states. Let me be fair about something here, Steve. I think it's important that we do this. We all pay sales tax. Whether we like it or not, we pay a sales tax. And my problem with collecting sales tax on the internet is not so much the idea of the tax as it is the execution of getting the tax remitted and keeping up with all that across all these states and these 67 precincts. That's the problem I've got with it.
And I think as a seller, you're exactly right. There's 7,500 individual tax jurisdictions across the United States. Each with their own rules and rates and filing. Now, the states have said they want to simplify that, and they've made some strides, but they've taken a couple of steps forward and just as many steps back. It's truly not very simple, the regime that they're trying to get Congress to mandate on sellers everywhere. So with this New York overreach is sort of an independent outlier here, where New York is not participating in the streamlined sales tax effort, but instead decides to unilaterally assert that everybody in the nation who has links to their websites or links to their catalogs that come out of a New York spot, that they need to start collecting for everything they ship to New York. But I don't know why it'll stop there, right? Because if New York claims that if New York claims that you have a presence in New York and you therefore have to collect sales tax, then just wait till the end of 2008. New York's going to say, thanks for remitting all this sales tax to all the jurisdictions of New York, but now Albany also wants a piece of your income for income tax purposes.
So if somebody, if somebody from Texas sells a product to New York, they want you to sell, you know, like if somebody ships a you know, there are a lot of people who resell auto parts, for example. If they ship an auto part to New York, they're going to send them a bill and say, okay, you owe us 6% on the sale of this auto part. But are you saying that they're then going to send you a bill and say, okay, you made money, you made income off of out of the state of New York, we want you to pay tax on that income?
It would be a portion of your income. So whatever portion of your sales New York decides to claim came from New York, they'll say, look, you need to file an income tax return here in New York. And we think that based on the amount of sales that we get a quarter, a tenth, I don't know, an eighth of your income.
Are you saying that that's in the works right now? They're planning that? They're working on that right now?
Look, if an athlete plays a baseball game in New York, New York State taxes a piece of that athlete's income. You realize that? That's been a long-standing story with athletes.
I didn't know that. Are you saying that if a California team comes and plays a game in New York, that they prorate the amount of their salary for per game, and then they charge them taxes on that game?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Absolutely.
Wow.
And the same issue is true of businesses. I mean, if businesses drive their trucks through the state of New Jersey has been claiming that that's a presence that gives rise to New Jersey taxes. They stop trucks as they drive down the New Jersey Turnpike. And
so much for
New York
free trade, right?
Love to say. Mm-hmm.
So much for free trade.
Well, you know, so much they're saying trade away, but when it comes to the end of the year, a piece of your income belongs in Albany. Mm-hmm. And that kind of an assertion continues to make it tougher and tougher to do business across state lines.
See,
and
this
more
is
and more
nothing,
of our economy
Steve,
is an interstate economy.
These are nothing but tariffs. That's all it is.
You know,
and
they don't want to call them tariffs because that's too easy to strike down in court. So they'll actually suggest that you have a presence here. So if you have a presence here, you need to be a good corporate citizen and pay your share. Jim, this is a battle that all of us, with you know, leadership that comes from folks like you and your listeners, need to participate as well. We're all going to need to stand tall and try to find states that do respect interstate commerce and make those states the states that we patronize where we move our businesses. Because if the states have to compete with each other to attract businesses and investment and jobs, they'll probably keep things in check.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for bringing this information and for keeping us posted. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Safe travels.
Thank you. Steve DelBianco, ladies and gentlemen, with actonline.org is the website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.